Hannah, thank you so much for that wonderful reading. 2020 has been such a difficult year for so many people. It's ranged from the silly, like the national toilet paper shortages back in March, to the stressful, with children off school for months on end and parents desperately trying to remember their GCSE maths, to the very sad. Much of this year has been very sad. I know there are many in our town who have lost jobs, many who have lost loved ones. All of us have been unable to see family and friends. 2020 has been such a difficult year for so many people. And one thing this year has taught us is the power of kindness. Have you noticed this year the power that kindness can have to make a difficult situation better? In one town not too far from here, one group has been leaving bunches of flowers for strangers to find. And many of the people who found those flowers have written in and said what a boost it's given them in difficult days. Restaurant owners have opened free takeaways for hospital staff. And those workers have said it's been a huge encouragement to receive that kindness. Even the John Lewis advert, that national institution, is about the power of kindness this Christmas. Personally, I found again and again in dark times, just someone saying, after you, or someone smiling and saying hello, has been the most enormous boost. One thing this year has taught us is the power of kindness. Well, I want to talk this evening about a kindness which doesn't just change our day, a kindness which doesn't just change your year. I want to talk about a kindness which has saved my life for all eternity and which can save your life too. I want to talk about the Christmas kindness of God. You see, Christmas is all about kindness, about God's kindness. I'd like to share with us one sentence which comes from a book near the end of the New Testament, and there we have it on the screens. But when the kindness and love of God our Saviour appeared, he saved us, not because of righteous things we had done, but because of his mercy. I want to draw two things from this great sentence about God's Christmas kindness. And the first is kindness visits. Kindness visits. Wonder if you've heard of a lady called Nina Ambrose. She was in the newspapers last month. In January, her dad moved into a care home. And when visits to care homes were banned, she thought of a way to keep seeing her dad. She got a job in the care home. The job was being advertised. She had the necessary skills to do it. So she left her existing job and went to work in the care home. Isn't that wonderfully kind? She entered into the care home to be with her dad. Well, God did something like that, but even kinder on the first Christmas. God entered into this world to be with us. Our Bible sentence says, when the kindness and love of God our Saviour appeared. Well, at that first Christmas, the kindness and love of God appeared because God himself appeared. Just think of it. The Son of God, who for all eternity had been with God the Father, who together with God the Father is God, the one who made the universe, became a man and came in to this world to be with us. Now, I want to stress this is not a fairy tale. It's history. Jesus was born in a real place at a real time, and he was seen and known by real people. Angels announced at his birth that he is God with us. And when Jesus grew up, he went on to make that claim for himself. He said, if anyone has seen me, they have seen the Father. But uniquely, Jesus backed up that claim. Never has there been someone as humble and as loving as him. He had extraordinary power as well to make broken people whole. The four Gospels in the Bible are eyewitness accounts of Jesus' life. The writers of those Gospels tell us what it was that persuaded them that the Jesus they knew, that they'd been with, was indeed God, the Son of God, come into the world. Nina Ambrose entered into that care home to be with her dad. God entered into this world to be with us. And this tells us something wonderful about God. You know, sometimes we think if there is a God, he must be distant and uncaring, like a kind of reclusive celebrity hiding away in a gated mansion. But God is not like that at all. No, he joined us in the pain and suffering of this world. And that shows us he's a God of love. He's a God who cares. He's a God who wants to know us, who wants to be known by us. He's a God of kindness. Kindness visits. Actually, there's another aspect of God's Christmas kindness that we see in this sentence as well. Kindness rescues. You see, God came into the world, he visited the world for a very specific purpose, to rescue us. A few years ago, a ship called the Green Lily was sinking in a fierce storm off the coast of Scotland. And the Coast Guard arrived in a helicopter, and one rescuer, a man called Bill Deacon, was winched down onto the deck of that ship. And he had a double harness. It had two clips, one for himself and one to clip on to someone else. So person by person, he went up to the sailors, clipped on, and was winched up to the helicopter, and then he came back down to get another one. Well, when Bill Deacon was on the deck, the shout went up, "There's only time for one more trip." And he looked out, and there were two sailors still on that deck. So you know what Bill Deacon did? Very calmly, he went up to them. He unclipped himself. He clipped them both onto that harness. They were winched up. The ship went down, and Bill Deacon was lost. Isn't that astonishingly kind? The kindness of that man. Kindness rescues. Well, our Bible sentence says, when the kindness and love of God our Savior appeared, he saved us, not because of righteous things we had done, but because of his mercy. The Son of God entered into this world to save or rescue us, not from a sinking ship, actually from something even worse, from being cut off from God. Now, many people think the message of Christianity is, if you live a good life, if you do lots of good things, in the end, God will let you into heaven. Can I say that's not the message of Christianity? No, the message of Christianity is that all of us, without exception, have turned away from God and broken his laws. And so we deserve to be cut off from God, who is perfect. But in his kindness, God came into the world to rescue us so that we could live with him forever. A friend of mine, who's quite an old man now, visits schools to give talks about Christianity. And in one of his talks, there was a sixth former there who was making it clear in every way that he was far too cool to be in that talk. And as soon as my friend finished speaking, the sixth former put up his hand to ask a question. And he said, "Sir, what is your worst ever sin?" Then the sixth former sat back to watch the speaker squirm. Well, my friend thought for a second and he said, "Well, my worst ever sin is the same as your worst ever sin." Well, now the sixth former was worried. How much does the old man know? How much is the old man going to say? My friend continued, "My worst ever sin is that I've turned away from God." And he went on to explain that God gives us life and breath and everything else. But so often we live in God's world as if God didn't exist and we were in charge. And so in the process, we break God's laws, we hurt ourselves, and we hurt each other. And the Bible tells us this is so serious because God is perfect. He's a God of perfect justice who must punish wrongdoing. The consequence of turning away from God is that we face being cut off from God and from every good thing forever. And that is a terrible, terrible thing. But above all, God is a God of kindness. Even though we turned away from him, even though we've treated him appallingly, he loves us still, and he came into the world to rescue us. Jesus, the Son of God, lived the perfect human life that we can't live. And when Jesus died on the cross, he took on himself the consequences of our turning away from God. Jesus himself paid the penalty for our wrongdoing so that we can be forgiven. Bill Deacon, that rescuer, died so that one sailor could live. Jesus Christ, the Son of God, died so that all who trust in him can live. It means if we put our trust in Jesus Christ, we're forgiven. We're washed clean by God. God's Holy Spirit comes to live in us, to help us live a new life for God. And he gives us a new future of eternal life with God forever. And it's not because of anything we've done. It's because the Son of God came to rescue us. Isn't that the kindest thing you've ever heard? Kindness rescues. But when the kindness and love of God our Savior appeared, he saved us, not because of righteous things we have done, but because of his mercy. So you see, friends, Christmas is all about kindness. God's kindness, a kindness that visits and a kindness that rescues. And like any gift, we need to receive God's kindness for ourselves. We receive God's kindness by receiving Jesus, by asking Jesus to come into our lives and be in charge of our relationships, in charge of our time, in charge of all that we are. Now, that's a big step, but think of how kind Jesus Christ is. There's no one better to have in charge of our lives. Think of the difference he makes. A future not being cut off from God, but of life with God forever. Well, where does God's kindness leave you this Christmas time? I think all of us will be in one of four places, A, B, C, or D. So A stands for already believe. I know that many, many of us have already asked Jesus to come into our lives and be in charge. Well, if that's you, you can go out from here this evening with a great smile on your face. You have received this kindness from God, and it's not because of anything we've done. It's because of his mercy. Now, D stands for don't believe. And if that's you, can I urge you to think about it? It is only Jesus who can bring us from being separated from God to living with God forever. And that takes us to C, which stands for considering it. If you're considering Jesus Christ, please do. The more we look into Christianity, the more we find reasons to back it up. Please do take with you this evening, if you don't have one already, in an easy-to-read form, one of these Luke's Gospels. They're at the back as a gift from us. As you read about the life of Jesus Christ, you will see the kindness and love of God displayed in human form. And do join us in January for our Christianity Explored course, a great way of considering it. And then B stands for believe today. Maybe you would like to put your trust in Jesus Christ today for the first time. Well, if that's you, I'm going to pray a prayer in a moment, which you could echo quietly in your heart to receive the kindness of God for yourself. Let's pray together. Dear Lord Jesus, I'm sorry for all the ways I have turned away from you. Thank you that in your kindness, you came into the world and you died to pay for my sin so that I can be forgiven and have life with God. I ask you now to come into my life and to take charge. Show me how to live my life for you. Amen.